If you know you are in the children ministry, be on your feet. Today is Father's Day. Tell something to your father before we start.
Father, I delight you.
Our children, I tell you they love you. Fathers, we love you. In fact, we salute you. And you are great. It is not easy to be a father. When I talk of being a father, it does not mean that the biological fathers alone, we have spiritual fathers too. And so all fathers, we salute you. You are great. Amen. Today, they are saying children ministry, today is our day. And my children are saying they are coming to eat. I don't know whether they sit here. But we just pick a reading from Proverbs. I pick a reading from Proverbs. Guide us through. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Teach a child how he should live, and he will remember it all his life. Teach a child how he will live, and he will remember it all his life. Ramatai, what version do you have?
New Indian version. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen.
Okay, thank you. That's the version I want. Train up the child the way he should go, and when he goes, he will not depart from it. That is what is supposed to be happening to our kids. But I don't know whether we are really giving it to them. Our children are the future of the church tomorrow. They are the future of the nation tomorrow. And we give just little attention to these children. But let me tell you, this little one, Jesus loves them. And Jesus will use us to let us experience the love of Christ. Will use me, the parents, let them experience the love of Him. And so it is time for us parents to know what we are supposed to do as parents to guide these children. Many of us have our own children. Some of us have adopted children we are taking care of. In fact, a whole lot of us are caring for children. But I don't know whether we know children are special gifts from God. In fact, they are so precious in the eye of God. But most of the time, we give little attention to these children. But God has given us these children, and He wants us to give them all the care, all the training they need, so that when they grow up, they will one day sit down and say, yes, indeed, I am in the Lord, and my parents have done something for me. When I say parents, it does not necessarily mean that you should hold a child in this particular congregation before you care for a child. When you go to Psalm 127, verses 3 and 4, children are a gift from God. They are a real blessing. The sons a man has when he is young are like arrows in a soldier's battle. Happy is the man who has many such arrows. I've gone to the best fight. He will never be defeated when he meets his enemies in the place of judgment. And so I just want us to know that the children we have in this in ministry, in the renewal, we should know that they are gifts given to us by God. And as gifts from the Lord, we should be able to nurture them out. So that when they grow, in future we will sit down and know that our church is not going to fall down, our church is not going to collapse, but that our church is going to build on a very strong foundation. There is one fact most of we parents forget. We just think that for the fact that I'm a Christian, my child must be good. You just relax. I'm a Christian. I pull my child to church every day. And but we don't make any effort to train these children. But you just think that because you are a Christian, your child is supposed to be a good child. Let's look at the prophet Eli. What didn't happen to his children? He was a great prophet. But his children went behind him and they were doing nonsense. At the end, it was not only the children that were punished, but he also had to go. They all went. You can look at that as there.
I think 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. I didn't know that now, but I think that is it.
Lot also was a very great man of God. In fact, he was a friend of the Lord as far as Abraham is concerned. And so when Sodom and Gomorrah were supposed to be destroyed, Lot sent out after Abraham pleaded. But what didn't his daughters do? They said, well, our mother is no more, the generation is ended. Let's give this man some alcohol and give birth to children so that our descendants will continue. Is that the right thing to do? Maybe, I'm not saying Lord didn't think, but maybe if he had given them a very strong foundation, letting them know very well that it is not good for you, a daughter, to sleep with your father in order to bring out offspring, they wouldn't have done that. And so parents, we have a duty here to do. It is Children's Day, but I want to emphasize on we the parents before I go to the children. If we lose any of these children in faith, we should know very well that at the day of judgment, God is going to let us answer for it. In fact, it is never the will of God for us Christians to undergo suffering. It is his desire, it is God's desire that our sons and daughters grow up just like plants, like you have planted something. You have kept manure there, there is water. It grows into a big tree. It's fruit for you to eat. That is what God wants our children to be. And so when God gives our children to us, it is not his desire to see these children go astray. And so we need to look up to the Lord so that the children that God has given to us, will be able to nurture them up so that the sons and daughters we have, our sons will grow and be strong like the plants we have, and our daughters will be very strong pillars and be at the cornerstone of our houses. Let's look at Psalm 144 verse 12. Yes, that is what the God is desiring for us all. He wants our children to grow like plants, very strong. And that our daughters may be like stainless pillars, which adorn the corners of a palace. Some of us like want to look at the beauty aspect of our daughters, forgetting of the character, forgetting of only the spiritual aspect. And so if you decide to mold your child on the aspect of only beauty, I'm talking of the girl, at the end of the day, the beauty will send her somewhere and she will come back and you regret. But when you let your child grow up strong in the spirit, knowing the way of God and knowing the path to take, then she is going to be the cornerstone or the corner pillar in your palace. That is where you will sit down and rejoice and give thanks to the Lord for all that he has been doing for you. And so I don't want to say that Lot and Eli didn't do their work. That is not what I'm saying. But I want us today, parents, let us look at the children that are given to us. What are we doing? What are we trying? How are we training these children up? I have given them to their child, okay. Thanks be to God. God has given me children. Yes. Also grow. You don't sit down with the child to pray. You don't sit down with the child to teach the child the word of God. You just allow the child to move on his own way. And that is what we don't want to happen. That is why the Catholic Charismatic Renewal decided to bring up a lot of ministries that are going to help so many of us, so that if you lose this ministry, but you are in the next ministry. And that is why we have the children ministry. The children ministry is there for us to help them so that they grow up in the way of the Lord. But my brothers and sisters, our children stood up. In fact, a lot of them are behind them. You can just imagine one person handling these children. And these children are supposed to be kept in different categories. We are supposed to put them into four different categories. We have the boys, 0 to 3. There should be somebody in charge of them. These groups, they are there, they sing for them, dance for them, using the word, the sounds, not a gospel song. Then we also have the group, the second group, from 4 to 5. That's the pre-primary. Or the nursery group. This particular group is also supposed to be handled. In fact, one person cannot even handle 2 children. If you are 2, handling the group, it is very good. And this group is supposed to be taught using pictures, which we like a lot. We have just 1 or 2. And so this is what we have acquired in the group. These are about biblical stories. They have not written anything on them. This particular one has a notebook. It has a lesson book, which you are supposed to read, write lesson notes, and then come and teach the children. But what do? We group all these children together, and we are just teaching them. So most of the time, what I do is, when I go, I ask them, hey, what did you hear today? And they tell me. What lesson did you learn? And they tell me. Then I teach them some. I tell them, obey your parents, do good. And the little things you are not supposed to do in the community, and they go. So the small ones who are supposed to sing and enjoy themselves, they don't enjoy it. Those who are also in the age of 6 to 10, they may also benefit from the pictorial. But the ages of 12 to 14, you realize that they come there and they don't feel the impact. This is the group you are supposed to teach them morals. That is where you start teaching them about sex education. But then, what is not happening? We are neglecting our children. But the fact is that we are supposed to guide these children from the basics. Sometimes when they sit here and we give the teaching, they don't really catch up anything. But if we are able to group these children according to the group I have given, every child after the prayer meeting will get something home. At least, if you give the Bible story and the child doesn't get it, but the picture you have given to the child will be in the mind of the child, and the child is going to grow up with it. I think that is what helped some of us when we were growing up. There was this Jehovah Witness book of Bible stories. You just open it. You don't know how to read, but you look at the picture. You just open the book and narrate your own stories. But that was what was helping us. But parents, it's like these days, we do not cherish what God has given to us. And let's be very careful, because at the judgment day, God is going to question all of us. We need to develop our teaching skills. I mean, the teaching of our children. While we are giving these teaching to the children, we should be rest assured that we need support from our Lord. And so constantly, we should go before the Lord, kneel, and then pray and ask God to help us train these children. In fact, for us to succeed in bringing our children up, we need to depend on our Lord. And it is only God who can really see us through. With our own power, we cannot and will never be able to achieve it. I want to take a reading from Psalm 49, verse 25. I'll start from 24. Can you take away a soldier's lot? Can you rescue the prisoner of a tyrant? The Lord replied, that is just what is going to happen. The soldier's prisoner will be away, and the tyrant's lot will be seized. I will fight against whosoever fights you, and I will rescue your children. And so I want us to constantly pray for ourselves and pray for our children. For if we pray and we depend on the Lord is going to fight for us. There is a secret I want us to know. These little children are the ones the devil is using this day. They are constantly under attack. And unless we support them, unless we help them know their right from their wrong, because if these children are wiped away, bet me, the church will collapse. There will be no future for the church. There were these children who went out to play. So as they were playing a football match, another boy came and stood by the goalpost. This is a true story. Because on one of these training they gave us, they gave it to us. The children we have, we should let them know what is good and bad. The child came and stood and was taking something. And you know children, so the one at the goalpost, that was the goalkeeper, he begged for the topic. The boy gave the topic to him, willingly. Do you think it was a topic? This was not topic. This child was sent to initiate children. So the boy took the topic and the boy was coming, so he kept it in the packet. After playing the match, he forgot. He got to the house, removed the shorts, and kept it in the baby clothes. So the mother got that clothes to wash. And in the process of washing, she felt something. So she decided to see what it was. Lo and behold, it was a finger. And so if this child had taken that topic, she was initiated like that. She was taking human flesh. And so from time to time, when I go out with this children, I try to let them know, it is not from everybody you should eat. My brothers and sisters, our children's virginity is being stolen spiritually without us knowing. Their innocence is being taken without us knowing. Our brothers will just go and do whatever they want and come out and say salka. Then the children are running and collecting it. They are stealing the children's what? Virginity. Their children are stealing their innocence. In fact, they are stealing their future, career, and pride. They put a whole lot of things in these particular things they come out to share to these children. And so we as Christians, let us sit down in our homes, teach the children, let them know their Christian values. Let them know what to take and when. Let them know how to pray. For if the child knows how to pray and even take something, even and pray for marriage, Christ is going to sanctify whatever it is for the child to take. But if we just teach these children, let's know very well that in future the church is going to collapse. And as we would lie in our grave, our bones will crash together. We will weep, but by then it will be too late. And so the renewal realized that most of the times, parents at home, we don't have time for these things. Scarcely do you see parents praying with their children these days. And that is why the ministry has come. So that when we come here, we try to see these children, let them know what they are supposed to do, and help them and respect others and be able to associate with their others. Amen. Don't be surprised when you get to heaven gate, they will just tell you that, look, the children I gave you to take care of, you didn't do that. And for that matter, go back to the left. And that is where we will be. And so we are supposed to be like shepherds, protecting our children against the wolf, and Satan is the wolf. As soon as you can see that Adirna, Agura Adirna, and Mapichina, then you grow up here. A carabo bay, and you appear here. Katanima, Yerana, I saw a bear, Katasan, and Muru of Adirna, and the Sala Kalman, the Hayaka, who be able to be a work Yavala, who fire. That's the answer. Tanila Manga, Kayana, the name, whatever. Let's be like the parents of Samson.
Let us dedicate our children to the Lord. Let's ask for the Lord's guidance upon our children. Let's depend on the Lord. Let's ask for the Lord's wisdom and strength to nurture up these children and see what God is not going to do for us. Yes, I do want to ask something. I can't do it. 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 You can get that from Genesis chapter 6 in the 8. I'm not going to read it. And so once again, I just want us to know that God wants, in fact, in His Holy Scripture, that if children are not taught, future generations will cease to follow His way. You can go to Judges chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. And so if we don't teach the children, this one is scripture. If we don't teach the children about the word of God, in future, the word of God is not going to be on this earth. You can also read Psalm 79, verses 1 and 10. I just want us to know that if we are able to win just a child for Christ, you save the entire life and nation. But if we win an adult, you may have only saved one soul. Look, if you teach this child a song about Christ, this child will go and also teach the friend, and he will go and teach the next friend. And before you realize, all the children know how to sing that song about God. But most of us adults, when we hear the word of God, after leaving church, the Bible is closed, we don't talk about it. And so let's try to teach these children. Just look at the number of children in this room. And so if every one of them receives Christ, you can just imagine the number of children that are going to receive Christ and the number of children that are supposed to come to Christ and how the church is going to be in future. My brothers and sisters, let's not say that, oh, it is tomorrow, or maybe let me finish giving birth before I come and then start helping the children ministry. And now my children are disturbing me. No, don't say because I am old. In fact, old ladies, old men, they don't even know how to play with children and bring them up. And so please, there is no age for anybody to say that I cannot train a child. The church has let us understand that the moment you are confirmed in the church, you are an adult. And so you should be able to also teach others to grow up in the faith. And so this is the hour. It is now. Let us act now and bring the children up in Christ. Amen. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Hear what God says. When the time comes for me, when the day arrives for me to save you, I help you. Listen, this is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. So I just want to tell us that today is the day for our children to be saved. We should not wait for tomorrow. We should not say that there's another day for us to call children and train them. Let us start now acting in our homes. Let's pray with the kids. Let's try to teach them the word of God. It doesn't mean we should just read a whole passage for them. But just one verse. You try to feed the children bit by bit. Because the hours we come here to stay with the children is not enough for us. Just about 1 hour. It is not enough. So in our various homes, let's try to feed these children and let the children grow up in faith. Jesus bless children. When the disciples were trying to drive away the children from him, he said, no, let the children come. And when the children came, he said, and so let us as parents try to bless our children. A lot of us give children curses instead of blessing them. Come on, let's allow it. If you don't even utter the word, but what is in their mind has already taken place. So please, don't let us bring words that will affect the children in the future. Whatever you are telling the child, let it be of blessing and not of curses. Just as Jesus blessed the children, let us bless our children every day when you wake up. Bless your children as they move out so that they will be covered with the blood of the Lord. We should not also try to offend them. Let's look at Matthew 18:1-6. If I say parents should not offend children, I'm not saying you should be rude. Because the same Bible says that we should train the child in the way he should grow up. And so if you misbehave, your parents are correct you. And in their way of correcting, don't think that they are offending you. They are trying to make you grow up to be responsible citizens. Matthew 18:1-6, it says, at the time the disciples came to Jesus, asking, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Jesus called a child, made him stand in front of them, and said, I assure you that unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who is humble, who humbles himself and becomes like this child. And whoever welcomes in my name one such child as this welcomes me. Verse 6, I want to stress on that one. If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose his faith in me, it will be better for the person to have a large millstone tied round his neck and be drowned in the deep sea. And so if we do not nurture the children up in the faith and let them go astray, it is Christ himself who is speaking. At the judgment day, you will go and see heaven, and they will ask you to go to hell. If I don't do it, I will go to hell. So if anyone doesn't do it, it is also going to hell. Amen. We have some 5 key principles we teach to children. The first one, pray always. You pray always. The second one is what? You read the Bible, obey the Bible, and the last one is what? Attend church service. So you are to pray always, you read the Bible, you obey the Bible, you tell it to others, and you attend church service. These are the 5 key principles you are supposed to teach the children. And when they know it, that is all. Amen.
Amen.
I'm almost finished, but I want that to speak some other CLMs we normally use. We have other CLMs we use in teaching this children. I thought I could make a big one, but I couldn't. What color? Yellow. What other name can you give to yellow? This particular color. Yes. Gold. Gold is a precious thing on this earth. Everybody desires gold. And so when we go out to see the children, we let the children realize that this particular color resembles God. And it's a cycle. God has no beginning and he has no end. And so the color gold represents God. We have the white hat, which represents what? The clean hat. The clean and pure heart, that is the white heart. So with this one, you tell the child that when you are not in sin, when you do good, you have a clean heart, and God says in your heart. Now we have another heart. That is the dark heart. The dark heart represents what? Sin. So the dark heart represents sin. And so you try to let the child know that when you sin, this is how your heart is going to be. And God doesn't like living in what? Dark places, and God will not enter into your heart. Now we have the red cross, which symbolizes what? The blood of Jesus or the death and resurrection of Jesus. The cross is all about the resurrection. And so you let the child know, normally there's another one with a tomb. You let the child know that Christ died for you, Christ rose for you, and that his blood has saved and set you free. Amen? Amen. This is another one we use in sitting down. The same white, we have white, black, red, yellow, and green. Normally, this one is supposed to be used in teaching the age group of the 12 and 14. But because the children are mixed up, I'm dealing with only this. This is for the growth. The white is when you receive Christ. I receive Christ. Then the red tells you about the death and resurrection of Jesus. The black tries to tell you about sin. And the gold tells you about God and how he stands for mankind. The green stands for growth. But normally we don't teach it because we are not with our children. And so I am just appealing to parents. I am appealing. Please. Let us volunteer, especially the young ones who have just completed and have come. Some of us made use of ourselves when we completed secondary school. Let us have this little one. So that at least they will get a little bit of foundation in the scripture. Amen. And this teaching aid, in fact, they are a set. We don't have them all. This one, we got the one we went for a training. But the Victoria, this one, they have about a set of 12. And so if we need them, we have to get money and buy them. The only good thing is that I am close to the child evangelical pastor at present. But Len is going on transfer. I don't know the new person that is going to come. So from time to time, I go to borrow it from him. Then I come and use and send it back. But if he doesn't know you, and I mean, he's not sure of you returning it, he will not give it to you. That is what is happening. So in future, maybe when we get money, we'll try to get a whole lot of them so that we can help these students grow up in spirit. Amen.